Track 10, Citizens' Advice. I've written this month's contribution myself, and it was inspired by a case I handled just last week. Here's Tony.
We are quite often asked for help when clients have not been paid by a person or company who owes them money. We always advise them to try to settle the case without going to court, but sometimes this is the only way forward. Very recently, I had a case where a client's car had been written off in an accident. The other driver admitted responsibility and his insurance company accepted full liability. They passed this on to another company who settled such claims, and the settlement company agreed that they had to pay for the vehicle that had been written off. There was some discussion on the vehicle's value, but this was eventually agreed. But no money was received. The client came to Citizens Advice for help. We rang the settlement company, who agreed that they owed the money and would pay. Two or three times the client returned to say he had received nothing, and each time there was a call to the settlement company who said payment was imminent. The final time, they were advised that if payment was not received within 48 hours, our client would take them to court. So what happens next? If the company does not pay, the client should send them a formal letter before court claim message. This should summarise the situation and advise that if the issue is not resolved within the given period of time, 14 days is suggested, the client will go to court. They should be warned that this will add additional costs to the amount owed. There is an example template letter on the Citizens Advice website. The letter should be sent by recorded delivery and a copy kept. If this does not work, then the client will have to go to the Gov.UK website section entitled Make a Court Claim for Money. This allows you to make an online money claim and can be used as long as you use email. You know exactly how much you're claiming for and you know the other party's name and address, and you pay the initial fee, which you can then include in your claim. The fees depend on the amount claimed. My client would be claiming about £7,500, so the fee would be £455. It is most important to be sure that the other party has the money or assets to pay, assuming that your claim is successful. If your claim is successful and the other party does not pay immediately, then the court can appoint bailiffs to collect the money, adding more to the amount the other party will have to pay. If you need advice on getting back money you are owed or on any other topic, you can contact Norfolk Citizens Advice. Please note that the Norwich office is at 83-87 Pottergate, Norwich, NR21DZ. It is open from 10 a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. with a half-hour break from 12:30 to 1. You can drop in or call us on 0800 144 8848, or you can make an inquiry on our website at www.ncab.org.uk.
Thank you, Tony. The latest on this case is that the insurance company have still not paid, and a letter before action has been sent. Maybe the formal warning of court action will be persuasive.